WMRA News, I'm Bob Levinke. Local residents step up to help keep Shenandoah National Park clean as the partial federal shutdown enters its third week. Meanwhile, Virginia legislators get ready for their own potential budget standoff in a narrowly divided General Assembly. And brand new Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton displays a transgender pride flag outside her Washington office. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, January 7th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the Shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Access to Shenandoah National Park remains free as the partial government shutdown enters its third week. In the meantime, local residents are volunteering to help keep the park clean. Trash collection and other services such as keeping restrooms and porta-potties clean have been suspended as a result of the shutdown. The Daily Progress reports that the Shenandoah National Park Trust, the Charlottesville-based nonprofit supporting the park, announced last week that it will provide emergency funding to clean the porta-potties at Old Rag Mountain and White Oak Canyon. Maintaining the toilets costs nearly $700 per week, and community members have been donating to support that effort. The SNP Trust joins nonprofits across the country that are stepping up to clean national park sites during the shutdown. Volunteers from Harrisonburg and other areas are also collecting trash from Shenandoah National Park. Representative Jennifer Wexton, sworn in last week as a new congresswoman, is displaying a transgender pride flag outside her Washington office. Wexton is a Democrat from the 10th District, which represents the Winchester area in Northern Virginia. The pink, blue, and white striped flag is displayed at the door to her office, along with the U.S. and Virginia flags. In a statement, Wexton says that she's displaying the flag because she has family members and friends who are transgender. Chief of Staff Abigail Carter says Wexton is an aunt to a transgender person. Wexton says she wants the transgender community to know that they're welcome. Since it went on display, Wexton says she's received messages of support and appreciation from across the country. Wexton is a former prosecutor who defeated Republican Representative Barbara Comstock in November. A predominantly Latina sorority says it was wrongly punished by the University of Virginia for hazing because it required its members to study 25 hours per week. The Daily Progress reports that Sigma Lambda Upsilon sued in September, saying the university agreed with a recruit who complained that being asked to study so much violates the school's hazing policy. The school suspended the sorority last March. The sorority, also known as Senoritas Latinas Unidas, says some classes and athletic programs have the same expectations regarding studying. It says the university is discriminating against the sorority because, quote, racially different fraternal organizations were not suspended over their hazing claims. The university claimed sovereign immunity in a November motion to dismiss the case, but the judge allowed the sorority to add university officials as defendants last Wednesday. A poll released by Virginia Commonwealth University says that many Virginians are more interested in issues than in party affiliation, and that could have election year repercussions. Charles Fishburne from our partner station WCVE reports.
The poll found 42% wanted Democrats to control the General Assembly, 33% Republicans, but a significant 25% is undecided.
An important distinction going into this General Assembly sessions.
Robin McDougall, director of the Center for Public Policy.
When we asked them policy questions, they knew where they stood on policy issues. It's a populace that is wanting to see what happens.
She says it could be a wake-up call.
And I think it also says to the General Assembly and to the governor's office, our citizens are watching.
All 140 seats are up for re-election this year. At present, Republicans have a narrow margin, 51-49 in the House and 21-19 in the Senate. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Governor Ralph Northam is promoting a series of gun control measures he says promote public safety while still respecting individual gun rights. Northam announced seven proposals at a Capitol News conference last Friday, ahead of the start of the legislative session this Wednesday. The proposals include a so-called red flag measure to take away guns temporarily from people who are considered dangerous. A number of other states have passed similar measures since a mass shooting at a Florida high school last year. All of the proposals have failed previously in the Republican-controlled General Assembly and will likely face a similar fate this year. But Northam and gun control advocates say they believe there is a growing momentum on their side for stricter gun laws. Finally today, federal lawmakers are wrestling with how to handle a budget standoff over the wall at the southern border, but state lawmakers may soon be in the midst of their own budget standoff. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
One of the results of the Trump tax cut is that it gives an incentive for wealthy people to take a standard deduction instead of itemizing their federal taxes. Under normal circumstances, that would mean those people would also take the standard deduction on their state taxes instead of itemizing. But House Republican Speaker Kirk Cox has a plan that would let people in Virginia take that standard deduction on the federal taxes, but also itemize their state taxes, avoiding Governor Ralph Northam's plan to spend that extra money on tax cuts for low-income people and new money for schools.
Just spending money in excess, and especially making a lot of these out-year promises, to me, is number one, not fiscally prudent, and also really puts a burden on the middle-class taxpayer, because remember, you're paying for every one of those spending proposals on their back.
Republican Caucus Chairman Tim Hugo says Democrats are too eager to tax and spend, and he says Republicans will head to Richmond next week with a goal of providing tax relief.
House Republicans are offering a responsible plan to stop Governor Northam's tax on the middle class and provide targeted tax relief to middle and low-income Virginians without costing the state a penny.
Democrats say the Republican plan is a reckless proposal that would shortchange education, transportation, and public safety in order to benefit the wealthiest Virginians. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.